Good morning, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹早上好。
Before I start, I just want to greet you a happy new year.
新年快乐。
Even though it's a little bit too late.
虽然有一点点晚了。
But a saying says better late than never, right?
晚说也。
It's better than never. Well, I'm very encouraged, sisters.
我非常的受鼓励。
This morning, as we have the Lord's table,
今天早上在主的饼杯面前
I heard a lot of young brothers and sisters start to pray in English.
我听到很多年轻的弟兄姊妹在用英文祷告。
I pray that you continue on.
我祷告你们能够继续这样子。
Because this is a testimony.
因为这是一个见证。
That even though we might be different in language or in dialect,
虽然我们的语言可能不一样。
But yet we are one in Christ.
但是我们在基督里是合一的。
In this church, there is No Jew nor Greek, no bond nor free, but Christ is all and in all.
没有希腊的人，没有犹太人，没有为奴的为，没有自主的，在基督里都是一个的。
And in this is our testimony today, and we continue to testify even up to eternity.
这是我们今天所做的见证，就是在永世里也是这样的见证。
And while we are doing this, it's like a mini version of what's coming.
这是我们见证一个将来的缩影。
Just imagine at that time, all people, all nations will be praying Jesus in all different kind of languages.
在那个时候，万国万族的人都在用不同的语言来赞美神。
That's wonderful and that's glorious.
这是实在是荣耀奇妙的事情。
So I say this to young brothers and sisters, continue on.
我说年轻的弟兄姊妹继续向前。
I believe God is so pleased with this.
神非常的喜悦这件事情。
This morning I want to share with you from the book of Romans.
今天早上我们来分享罗马书。
Let's turn our Bible to Romans chapter 8.
我们来看罗马书第八章。
Let's read from verse 27 to 30.
我们来读27节到30节。
This is a very familiar portion. I'll read it first in English, then our sister will lead you in Chinese.
这一节非常熟悉，弟兄先用英文读，我们一起来用中文读。
Okay, chapter 8, verse 27 to 30. And he that searcheth the hearts knoweth what is in the mind of the Spirit, because he maketh intercession for the saints according to the will of God. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God and to them who are called according to his purpose. For he did foreknow, he also did predestinate,to be conformed to the image of his son, that he might be the firstborn among many brothers. Moreover, whom he did predestinate, them he also called, and whom he called, them he also justified, and whom he justified, them he also glorified.
27节到30节，鉴察人心的，晓得圣灵的意思。因为圣灵照着神的旨意替圣徒祈求，我们晓得万事都互相效力，叫爱神的人得益处，就是按他旨意被招的人，因为他预先所知道的人，就预先定下效法他儿子的模样，使他儿子在许多弟兄中做长子。预先所定下的人又招他们来，所招来的人又称他们为义。所称为义的人又叫他们得了。
Let's a further word of prayer.
我们继续祷告。
Lord, we humble ourselves before your presence.
主今天在你的面前谦卑自己。
Lord, we know that we are so naive concerning your purpose.
我们对你的旨意是这样子的无知。
A lot of times we only know according to doctrines.
很多时候我们是照着教训知道一点。
But Lord, once again reveal yourself to us.
主请你再次向我们启示你自己。
That we might know your purpose and your will.
使我们能够知道你的旨意和你的目的。
And that we might also walk accordingly.
使我们能够在你的旨意里面行走。
Lord, reveal yourself to us this morning.
主请你今天早上向我们启示你自己。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉主耶稣的名祷告。
I'm not here for almost 2 months.
我差不多两个月没在这里。
And last time I shared with you concerning the principles of service.
上一次我交通到服事的原则。
I believe we just have a quick review.
我们来一同来回顾一下。
Because we really need some reminder again and again.
我们需要一点点的提醒。
That in service it's not according to knowledge, it's not according to ability or experience.
服事不是通着不是借着知识的经验，也不是借着能力。
But rather is firstly we need to acknowledge that He is Lord of all.
服事首先我们要承认他是万主之主。
He is Jesus is Lord. A lot of times our service before him failed is because we never acknowledge him.
我们在他面前服侍失败是因为我们从来不承认他是主。
When we gather together, we pray, Lord, you be the one to lead us.
我们在一起祷告的时候说主你带领我们。
But after prayer, we still go according to what we want.
但是之后我们就照着我们自己所想的去做。
Today, brothers and sisters, we need to recognize that he is the shepherd and we are the sheep of his pasture.
首先我们要知道说他是那个牧人, 我们是他草场的羊。
He is the one who created us and we are the creatures.
他是那位造我们的, 我们是被造的。
He is the master and we are the servant.
他是那个主人, 我们是仆人。
And because of this, what he says matter, not what we say matter.
所以他说了算数, 我们说的不算数。
Therefore, when we come to him, we need to seek after him.
所以我们要来寻求他。
Maybe it's not according to what we want, but this is not the purpose.
也许不是照着我们所想的，但是不是目的。
Today we want to please him, it should be according to his will.
今天我们想要讨他喜悦呢，是照着他的目的。
Secondly, we need to acknowledge we are inadequate.
今天我们要承认说我们不配，我们没有这个能力。
We don't have to serve this great God. We don't have the strength to serve him.
今天我们来服侍这个伟大的神，我们是没有这个力量的。
Therefore, we need him in this service.
所以我们在服侍里面需要他。
We need him to replace us in this service.
在服侍里面，我们需要他来替代我们。
That's why Paul said,
所以保罗说,
I can do all things through him and in him which strengthen us.
我靠着他凡事都能行。
And thirdly, we need to know that he is holy.
第三点，我们要知道他是圣洁的。
Such a holy God. We never can come before him with this natural man. How much more can we come and serve him? Today when we come, all because of the blood of Jesus Christ. Only through his we come before the presence of earth. And through his blood we can serve him. By our natural man, all that we serve is altogether but trash.
凭着我们天然的身体，我们来服侍他，不过就是垃圾。
And number four, are we when we serve, we should have that willingness.
第四点，我们服侍他需要有这个愿意的心。
As Romans chapter 12 verse 1 says.
罗马书第八章十二节。
Therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God.
所以弟兄姊妹，以神的慈悲劝你们。
By the mercy, we present our body as a living sacrifice.
就是将身体献上当作活祭。
The first service that we render to God. Is to present our body as a living sacrifice. In other words, our attitude is this.
换句话说，我们的态度应该是这样。
It's no longer I, but you, Lord.
不再是我乃是基督。
No longer what I want, but what you want.
不再是我想要乃是你想要的。
If we hold on to this post,
如果我们抓住这个原则,
then the Lord will give us wisdom, knowledge.
主才能够给我们智慧,
The Lord will give us the direction. The Lord will give us the strength. And most important of all, He will give us His very presence. What is more important than His very presence? Today when we serve, we want His presence there. We all know service is not that easy. Sometimes we met through a lot of roadblocks. Sometimes it's not as smooth sailing as we planned it should be.
很多时候不是照我们所想的那样子的,
but thank the Lord.
但是感谢神,
with His very presence.
因着他的同在,
no matter how great the difficulty is.
不管这个困难有多么的大,
we will go through it.
我们会通过,
because we know He is with us.
因为我们知道他与我们同在。
Now this morning I want to share with you a very important principle.
今天早上我们再分享一个非常重要的原则。
The question is in control?
问题是神在掌权吗?
When we look at year 2016 and the beginning of 2017,
我们看看过去的2016年和现在开始2017年,
there are a lot of things that happened.
很多事很发生了,
and very unfortunate.
非常不幸,
let me just mention a few.
我来提几件事情,
such a natural disaster.
自然的灾害,
earthquakes.
地震,
tsunamis.
海啸,
hurricanes.
台风,
and all of this cost hundreds and thousands of lives.
是很多的生命丧失,
and there is such thing as so-called sinkholes.
还有那个, 就是地上突然出现一个大洞,
especially in Florida.
尤其是在佛罗里达,
in Spain.
在西班牙
you know, suddenly the land just sank in.
突然之间这个地会突然裂开。
All the houses they swallowed up.
地上的房子就会被吞吃。
And you just can't find any reason why this thing happened.
你就不知道说为什么会这件事情。
And you can't even find the person who got in.
甚至都找不到那个掉进去的人。
And a lot of times, like, Lord, are you in control? Why this doesn't happen?
很多时候我们质疑说，神，你真的在做王掌权吗？为什么发生这些事情？
This is called the natural disasters.
这些所谓的自然灾害。
Another one is what we call wars and rumors of wars.
或者说打仗和打仗的风声。
Or terrorist attacks.
或者是恐怖袭击。
Last year we see terrorist attacks in France, in Spain.
最后我们看到的恐怖袭击是在法国和西班牙。
And also us in the United States.
甚至在美国。
People just get in, start shooting people.
人们都开始开枪射击别人。
One time, you know, they have having this so-called Bible study.
有一次在一个查经聚会的时候。
Then a person just came in.
一个人就突然闯进来。
And this pastor felt like, you are so welcome, please.Sit down.
这个牧师说，欢迎你来，请坐下。
Then after a while, he picked up his gun and started shooting all these people, killing all the pastors and the church members.
然后他就拿出枪来，把所有这些牧师和周围的人都打死了。
And another day, he went in, this person is an employee of a healthcare center.
员工。
In a healthcare center.
在一个医疗中心的员工。
And he's been working there for so long.
他在那里工作了很久。
Suddenly, in that morning, he started pick up his gun and shoot all these patients and staff members.
他那天早上就拿起枪来，把病人和那个医生们都打死了。
Whenever we heard such news, we have this feeling: Am I safe?
很多时候我们听到这个消息的时候，我们心里就说：我们还安全吗？
When I when I go to work, am I coming home alive?
我今天上班，我还能再活着回来吗？
Brothers and sisters, this thing happened.
弟兄姊妹，这些事情的确发生。
Another thing is economic failures.
还有那个天气的自然。
Economic 经济。
经济的衰竭。
Look, like Greece and Spain, they're all filed bankruptcy.
西班牙和希腊都已经破产。
And we, this country, who is a very strong country, owe trillions of dollars.
美国是一个强大的国家，但是却有。几十亿美元的债。
We keep on printing dollars. We keep on printing dollars.
我们就一直的打印美钞。
Yet we don't have the gold reserves.
因为但是我们却没有那个金块作为那个储备。
So brothers and sisters, we don't have a bright future.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们没有一个美好的，我们没有一个非常美好的将来。
What will happen tomorrow? We don't know really.
明天发生什么事情，我们真的不知道。
How about the health concerns?
我们的健康呢？
There's a lot of sickness around.
在周围有很多人生病。
You know, 30 years ago, cancer is something very rare.
三十年前，癌症是非常稀少的事情。
But now it's something very popular.
今天却是个非常常见的事情。
MD Anderson said, "We have cancer in control."
MD Anderson 说我们有癌症在我们的掌管之下。
He said, "You're cornered. You're cornered." But the thing is, it's really really an answer to cancer?
这是解决癌症的一个答案吗
？There's really no answer.
是没有答案。
How about our decline?
我们的道德败坏。
All these things I mentioned is something outside.
刚才指的这些事情是外面的事情。
But moral decline is something inside.
这个道德败坏是里面的事情。
Today, what is right we consider wrong. What is wrong we consider right.
以前我们觉得对的事情是错的，现在错的事情是对的。
You know, I just heard the news. You know, a Baptist church just ordained some homosexual pastors.
受浸浸信会给一个。同性恋的人施洗。
It is really out of
当牧师 ，sorry， 当
really, if they really read the Bible，
如果我们读了圣经
，they will know this is the right thing. This is not the right thing to do.
我们知道这是一个错误的事情。
But yet people thought this should be right thing to do, but because we need to have our heart enlarged.
但是人们觉得这是一个对的，因为我们的心要被扩大。
Every time we talk about this, they feel like we are discrimination. We have discrimination.
很多时候，当我们讲这样的时候，他们觉得说我们是歧视。
Brothers, this is discrimination.
弟兄姊妹，这不是歧视。
This is a matter of whether it's right or it's wrong.
这是一个对的事情。
Yet we see things continue again and again and become bad to worse.
但是我们看到事情一直的发生，从差到最差。
Sometimes we feel like, Lord, are you really in control?
很多时候我们觉得说，主，你真的在做王掌权吗？
A lot of people have this kind of mind or concept.
很多人有这样的想法。
Well, God is not in control anymore.
觉得说神不再做王掌权。
Because after he created man, he just let man alone.
当他造了人以后，他就把人放在了一边。
Practically speaking, there is no connection between the creator and those who are created.
实际上来讲，和在造物者和被造的人之间没有任何的关系。
In other words, man should take hold of his own destiny.
人应该自己掌握自己的目的地。
Whether he want to be good, he need to strive to be good.
如果你想好，那你就要努力的去行。
You want your life to be better, you got to strive to be better.
如果你想更好，那你就要努力的去更好。
That's why when we come to the United States, we see people working from morning to till evening.
所以我们看到在美国，人来了美国之后，能够从早上一直工作到晚上。
Those in third world country, when we come to the United States, that would be easy life. No, it's not.
从第三国来的人觉得说，在美国也没有容易的生活。
We are like a people carrying a very heavy burden.
我们是担着重担的人。
From when the day you are born.
从你生的那一天开始
，you study in order to have an education.
你学习是为了有更好的教育。
Then after you are graduated, you start to work.
当你毕业之后，你就开始工作。
Now you had a problem of finding work.
那你现在就有个找工作的问题。
Then after you work, then you still have you still worry whether you are be fired or not.
然后你就开始焦虑说会不会被裁掉。
So people continue to work so hard.
所以人们就开始不住的努力工作。
Because they feel like destiny is in their hand, so they need to work hard in order to what? To find their destiny.
所以因为他们觉得说目的地是在自己的掌管之中，所以他们就一直努力的工作。
Another concept is that man is already predetermined of what will happen to him.
但另外一个想法说，人的目的是已经预先决定的。
How much you work according to being predetermined?
你我是已经被预先定下的。
So you just go according to the flow.
所以你就跟着那个潮流走。
So when you are poor because you are predetermined to be poor.
你穷是因为你预定了你就是个穷人。
You are a sinner because you are predetermined to be a sinner.
如果你是个罪人，你因为你预定了就是一个罪人。
Is that what the Bible tells us?
这是圣经所讲的吗？
The Bible never tells us we are predetermined. We had a free choice.
圣经说你有一个自由的选择。
On the one hand, we are predetermined to what? To be conformed to his image.
我们预先定下来要转换成他的形象。
But you need to choose to cooperate with God to be to be conformed to his image.
但是我们有一个自由的选择，要来选择磨成他的形象。
And another concept is that there is no God.
另外一个想法说没有神。
Every person who live and he died and what? It's over.
这个每个人生下来然后就死掉，这件事就过去了。
There is no sense of accountability.
没有一个
Since there is no future,
既然没有将
then you do whatever you want to do.
你就想什么都可以。
Yeah, eat and be merry for tomorrow you die.
你今天吃吃喝喝结婚明天就死了。
Because after you die, it's over.
因为你死了之后这件事情过去了。
Is this the kind of concept we hold today?
今天是我们自己的想法吗？
This, a lot of worldly people are holding this kind of concept.
世界的人是这样子想。
But what is the Christian concept?
那么基督徒的想法是什么呢？
The Christian concept is God is in control.
基督徒的想法是神掌权。
And he works, he controls accordingly, according to his word.
他掌权是照着他的话。
Today you want to know what is the reason this thing happened?
今天想要知道这些事发生的原因吗？
We need to come to the Bible because the Bible tells us how God operates.
因为圣经，我们需要来到神的话语，因为圣经告诉我们神是怎样来运作。
Today you want to know what happened to you, what this thing happened to you, you better come to the word of God.
今天你想知道为什么这件事情发生在你的身上，
你必须
来读神的话。
I'll give you at least four or five reasons why things happen.
我今天给你四个原因，为什么事情会这样子。
The first thing, why things unfold things happen, because man sinned.
这个为什么事情这样不幸的发生，是因为人犯罪。
And because we sin, there is a consequence for sin.
因为我们犯罪，所以就有一个后果。
You know, don't say that, oh, because I sin and nobody sees me and it's over. No, it's not over.
不要觉得说我们犯罪没有人看见这事就过去了，不是的。
When Adam and Eve disobey God, something happened and there is a consequence for sin.
当亚当夏娃背逆神的时候，他们就有犯罪的后果。
When King David sinned, there is a consequence for his sin.
大卫王犯罪的时候是有一个后果的。
Well, you say God loves me, will God not forgive me?
我们说神难道不原谅我们吗？
Yes, God is love.
是的，神是爱。
But God is also righteous.
但是神也是公义的。
You don't expect when you plant a lemon tree, it comes out an apple.
你不要觉得说你种了个柠檬树，出了结出了个苹果。
Yes, no one might have seen it, but what comes out is the fruit is because of what you planted.
这个
Because of what you planted.
因着你种的，所以才能结出这个果子来。
Today, what we if we've sinned, then sin comes out.
我们今天种的是罪，就是罪。
Today, why is there so much calamities around us?
为什么在我们周围有这么多的灾难呢
？Because man sin.
因着人犯罪。
I know a friend in the Philippines.
我在菲律宾认识一个弟兄。
At a very young age, he had cancer.
非常年轻就得了癌症。
And you say, what? How could such a person, so good a person, he contracted cancer? Because if you try to look his background, he likes to drink.
因为他在过去喜欢喝酒。
And because he likes to drink, then it destroys his liver.
就把他的肝脏给破坏了。
Yes, he repented.
是的，他悔改了。
But that's the consequence of your drinking.
但是那个就是喝酒的一个后果。
His soul might be saved.
他的灵魂得救了。
But his body is destroyed.
但是他的身体被破坏。
You see, King David, he committed adultery.
大卫王犯了奸淫的罪。
And therefore, his baby died.
所以他的孩子就死了。
That is a judgment.
这是神的审判。
You know, God is righteous.
神是公义的。
You know, to such an extent, David is suffered from the sin that he committed even after 40 years.
40年后他还当他犯罪的结果。
So, brothers and sisters, they should not look lightly on concerning the matter of sin.
所以我们把犯罪的这件事情不要看得这么轻。
Or you just say, oh, God loves me, he forgives my I say, oh no, it's not.
不要说神爱我，他也赦免我的罪，不是这样。
There is a consequence for sin.
是有犯罪是有一个后果的。
Secondly,
第二点
，making a wrong choice.
做一个错误的选择。
You know, when you make a wrong choice, then you suffer also the consequence.
当我们做一个错误的决定的时候，我们也承担那个后果。
When you read the book of Ruth,
如果你读那个路德记
，especially chapter 1
第一章
That's concerning Elimelech and also Ruth, Elimelech and Naomi, I should say.
拿俄米和以利米勒的事情
They are dwelling in the land of Canaan.
他们在迦南地居住
And at that time they suffer what we call famine in the land.
在那个地方有大饥荒
According to so-called common sense.
照着一个常识。
He need to find a place where there is no famine.
他需要找到一个没有饥荒的地方。
And he went to Moab.
他就去了摩押地。
You know, Moab is a place where God cursed this group of people.
摩押地是神所咒诅的地方。
Oh, he says, why choose Moab?
在所有的地方为什么选择摩押呢?
Because this Moabites is that group of people who caused the children of Israel to sin.
因为那个地方的人是以色列人犯罪。
They caused the children of Israel to start to what? Worship idols.
摩押人是以色列人拜偶像。
And it is that group of people who what? Who will not let the children of Israel go through their land in order to go to Canaan.
摩押人是让以色列人不同他们的地经过进入迦南。
And because of this, God judged these people.
所以神审判摩押人。
God caused these people a cursed people.
神说摩押人是受咒诅的。
And not one Moabite can enter into the congregation of the Lord even up to the 10th generation.
摩押人十代也不可以进入耶和华的院。
Yet after all these warnings,
接着经过这么多的警告
Elimelech chose Moab in order to escape the famine of the land.
但是那个以利米勒选择了摩押来逃避饥荒。
Well, to him, it might be only for a short period of time.
对他来说，可能是个非常短的。
He continued to stay in Moab for 10 years.
但是他却在摩押待了十年的时
间。In that 10 years, his two sons died.
在那十年，他死了，他的两个儿子也死了。
Leave his wife and his daughter-in-law to be what? To be widows.
使他的妻子和他两个儿媳妇都成了寡妇。
Yeah, it is really a sad choice.
实在是一个非常不好的决定。
As children of God, they need to live by faith.
神的儿女应该活靠着信心而活。
A lot of times we don't live by faith, we live by common sense.
很多时候我们确实靠着那个常识。
Today, as children of God, we don't live by common sense.
今天神的儿女不应当是靠着常识。
We live by God's sense.
我们是靠着神的那个知觉。
We live by God's leading.
我们靠着神的带领。
That causes us to be different from other worldly people.
这就把我们从世界的人分别出来。
That's why when we see how this thing come to Elimelech because he make a wrong choice.
这就是为什么这事发生在以利米勒的身上，因为他做了一个错误的决定。
This also happened to Lot.
这罗德也是这样。
Lot also make a wrong choice.
罗德也做了一个决定。
He went to dwell in Sodom and Gomorrah.
他去住在了索多玛、俄摩拉。
And because of this, the what? Sodom and Gomorrah was destroyed. All what he had, was lost.
所以他就失去了所有的所有的东西。
Brothers, that's why when we make a choice,
所以当我们做一个决定的时候
you better drop down on your knees and pray.
你最好是跪下来向神祷告。
You know, a lot of you are going to college.
很多人要去大学。
A lot of you are going to find a job.
很多人要去找个工作。
A lot of you are trying to find a wife.
很多人要去找一个妻子
or find a husband,
或者找一个丈夫
Brothers and sisters, you don't go by your common sense.
你不要照着你自己的感觉
Don't go by your emotion.
不要照着你的情绪
You better drop down on your knees and pray to the Lord.
最好是跪下来向神祷告
Because we don't want to make a wrong choice.
因为我们不想做一个错误的决定
Today we need to make a choice that is according to the will of God.
今天我们需要照着神的旨意来做这个决定
Thirdly,
第三点
Sometimes these unfortunate events happen to us because it is a warning from God.
很多时候这些不幸的事情发生是神向我们警告。
I was mentioning Lot.
我讲起罗德。
When Sodom and Gomorrah was destroyed is in chapter 19 of Genesis.
在索多玛和蛾摩拉毁的时候那是19章。
But let me remind you, before that thing happened, chapter 14 already happened.
但是在第十四节已经了十四章已经发生了
Lot lost his things because of the war among the kings
因着四王五王的征战他已经失去了所有的财产
He lost his possession he became a captive
他甚至被掳
This is a warning
这是一个警告
If it's not because of God's mercy he would have been a slave for the rest of his life
如果不是因着怜悯他的余生就成为奴隶
But thank God God is so merciful
但是感谢神神这样怜悯他
He gave Lot a warning And sent Abraham to save Lot out of the captivity.
把亚伯拉罕把他从那个被掳的境况里救出来。
Yet after Abraham saved Lot out of the captivity,
但是亚伯拉罕把他救出来以后呢
？Recovered all that he had.
把他所被掳的都抢回来。
Lot continued to dwell in Sodom and Gomorrah.
罗德继续住在索多玛。
That is something so sad.
这是一个这样难过的事情。
If you are being in your right mind.
如果你的脑子还正确的话
Lot should be awakened.
罗德应该被警醒过来。
Yes, I make a wrong decision.
我做了一个决定。
I need to follow Abraham.
我需要跟从亚伯拉罕。
Yes, there might be something between the servants.
也许在边会有些争执。
But today, the most important thing is to follow Abraham.
但是最重要的事情我需要跟着亚伯拉罕。
Because Abraham is the person who follows after God, therefore there's a lot of blessing.
因为亚伯拉罕跟随神，所以他有很多的祝福。
But Lot continue on to stick with what he so-called God's common sense.
但是罗德还是照着他的常识。
He did not take God's warning.
他没有听见神的警告。
Today a lot of times we have so much things around us.
今天我们发生这么多事情。
This is a warning.
是一个警告。
9/11 is a warning.
911是一个警告。
You see, after that thing happened, the churches are filled with people.
教会那是以后教会里充满了人。
But after a while, people just start to what go back to their own ways of life.
但是一段时间以后，人们就回到他们正常的生活。
They go from bad to worse.
从不好到更坏。
Today this country is in such a mess.
今天这个国家是这样子的混乱。
It's not only because they make a wrong choice.
不光是因为他们做了一个错误的决定。
But they don't take God's warning.
他们也不听见神的警告。
Number four.
第四。
A lot of times things happen to us.
很多时候这些事情发生。
Because God is what try to perfect us.
因为神想要。使我们完美。
There is a lot of when we are saved.
当我们得救的时候
it is altogether God's grace.
都是神的恩典。
But there is still a lot of things that need to be taken away from us.
但是很多事情要在我们身上除去。
There is a lot of flesh.
很多血气。
There is a lot of the natural man.
那个天然的人。
For us to be a testimony of Jesus Christ.
让我们成为基督的见证。
All this natural man needs to go.
这些天然的人需要被除去。
And this will be replaced by Jesus Christ.
需要被基督代替。
That's why we need to be what? Be transformed.
所以我们需要被转换。
In this transformation, sometimes it hurts.
这个转换的过程，这个转变的过程，有的时候会有点痛苦。
But when we look back,
当我们回头看的时候
，it is a good thing.
是一个好的事情。
Look what happened to the apostle Peter.
看看彼得发生在彼得身上的事情。
He loves God, no doubt about it.
他爱神，没有质疑。
But he wants to serve God according to his natural way.
但是他想要照他自己的办法来服侍神。
We know for a fact that he told the Lord, I will never deny you, I even die.
他跟主说我不会否认你，我就是跟你死也不会否认你。
But the Lord said, you will deny me three times.
神说你要否认我三次。
Yes, and indeed he has.
的确是这样发生的。
Don't you think that God wants Peter to fall? Surely not.
你觉得主想让彼得失败吗？当然不是。
The Lord wants Peter to learn a lesson.
因为主想让彼得学一个功课。
That in following the Lord, you cannot use your own determination.
跟随主，你是不能照着不能靠着自己的意志。
You cannot do it according to your ability or ability.
你不能照着自己的能力。
We need to what? We need to follow after Christ. We need to be in Him in order to follow Him.
跟随主，我们需要在主的里面。
And because of this painful experience,
因着这个痛苦的经历
，Peter start to what dependent upon the Lord.
就彼得开始来依靠神。
And we can see at the day of Pentecost, there's a big change.
在那个在那个 Pentecost, 在那个五旬节的时候，有一个很大的改变。
From a person who denies the Lord,
从一个否认主的人
，to a person who proclaims.
到一个宣告主名的人
that this Jesus whom you crucified,
这个钉十字架的耶稣
God has made him Lord and Christ.
神已经立他为主为基督了
Not only he said to in private,
不光是在私底下
but he declared in public.
在公开场合他也是这样宣告
Brothers and sisters, it's all because God caused this thing to happen to Peter.
因为神让这些事情发生在彼得身上
Because the Lord is transforming Peter.
因为神在改变彼得
The book of Job, the same thing.
那个约伯记也是这样。
Job is such a good man.
约伯是这样一个好的人。
But God, he needs still some transformation.
他还是需要一些转变。
After all these things that the suffering that he went through.
经过这些这么多的痛苦。
This is what Job said.
约伯说什么呢？
Even though you kill me, yet I will praise you.
就是杀我，我也信你。
There is no whining, there is no complaint.
没有抱怨，也没有抱怨
But out of his mouth sing praises to God.
在他嘴里发出赞美
Today we want to be a testimony of Jesus Christ.
今天我们想成为基督的见证
Sometimes we need some what transformation work.
我们需要一点转变的工作
We need some outward environment to transform us.
我们需要外面的环境来改变我们
Lastly,
最后
Sometimes events happen to us.
很多时候很多事情发生
Because God wants to tell us.
因为神想告诉我们一件事情
I control.
我在做王掌权。
You know that sometimes this thing happens is like a storybook.
很多时候这些事就像一个故事书一样。
One by one is just unfolding.
一个一个的被解开了。
The problem is we just look at what is happening today.
问题是我们只看发生今天的事。
We never knew what is what. That's the result.
我们从来不看这结果是什么。
But God is the author.
但是神是那个作者。
He knows what's going to happen the end.
他知道最后结果是什么。
But there is only one thing we need to know.
但有我们只需要知道一件
事情。We need to trust him.
我们需要信任他。
Let's turn our Bible to Psalms 103 verse 19.
我们来看诗篇103章。
This is a proof that God is in control.
这是一个证明说神是作王掌权。
Psalms 103 verse 19 says,
诗篇103篇第19节。
The Lord had prepared his throne in the heavens,And his kingdom ruleth over all.
耶和华在天上立定宝座，他的权柄统管万有。
A better translation is this: The Lord has established his kingdom, heavens, and his sovereignty hath dominion over all.
更好，耶和华在天上立定宝座，他的权柄统管万有。
In other words, God, his kingdom is established by him.
换句话说，他的国度是被他建立。
Kingdom is in this world rise and fall.
这个世上的王会，这个世上的国会升起降落。
When we read history, we know that.
我们读历史都会知道这件事。
But God's kingdom.
但神的国。
Because He is the one who established it.
因着他建立国的那一位。
It is forever and ever.
是存到永远的。
Yes, God's kingdom suffered violence.
是的，神的国也经过很多的风波。
Yet it continue on to exist even until now, even up to eternity.
但是也今天还照样存在，而且一直到永远。
Brothers and sisters, we need to believe that.
弟兄姊妹，我们需要相信。
Today we are in God's kingdom.
今天我们是在神的国里。
Yes, we might experience some adversity.
今天我们虽然经历一些不好的事情。
God will never fail.
神从来不会失败。
He will continue. This kingdom will continue on.
他会继续下去。
We are His people and the sheep of His pasture.
我们是他的民，是他草场的。
There to protect us.
他在那里保护我。
Another verse, which is in Colossians chapter 1 verse 17.
哥罗西书第一章。
15-17.
第十五节到十七节。
Who is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of every creation? For by him were all things created that are in heaven and that are in earth, visible and invisible, whether they be thrones or dominions, or principalities or powers, all things were created by him and for him. And verse 17 says, And he is before all things, and by him all things consist.
爱子是那不能看见之神的像，是首生的，在一切被造的以先，因为万有都是靠他造的，无论是天上的、地下的，能看见的、不能看见的，或是有位的、主治的、执政的、掌权的，一概都是借着他造的，又是为他造的。十七节，他在万有之先，万有也靠他而立。
After he created all things,
在他创造了万有之后
，not only he established it,
不光是他建立这一切
，he hold it all together.
他把他使他他他嗯。
Today, God holds the kingdom together.
神今天把他的他今天神把他的国度神的国度靠他而立。
Without him,
没有他
this kingdom will just vanish.
这个国度就会消失。
Today, don't think that I will make America great again.
今天不要觉得说我会使美国再强大。
We never can make America great.
我们不可能使美国再强大。
God makes America great.
神使美国强大。
Today, without his holding on,
没有他的唯有他的持守。
Who are we to hold this kingdom together?
我们怎么能够使这个国度持守呢
？Who can hold on even to our own individual life?
谁能够使自己的生命能够存在呢
？Oh, don't have this wrong intention that I'm against the next administration. No, it's not.
我不要觉得说我跟下一任总统反对。
For we believe God has put him there, and we accept it, right?
我们相信神把他放在那里，我们就接受。
Today we need God is the one holding in control.
今天我们需要神在那里做王掌
权。Let me read another verse. Psalms 135 verse 6.
诗篇一百三十五节，一百三十五章。
Verse 6. It says here.Whosoever the Lord pleased that he did in he in heaven and in earth, in the seas and all the deep places.
35 verse 6. 耶和华在天上，在地下，在海中，在一切的深处，都随自己的意志而行。
Is it whatsoever the Lord pleased?
无论他怎么喜样，无论他怎么喜悦。
Sometimes we might not agree with what God do.
很多时候我们不同意神所做的。
But we should recognize one thing, He is Lord.
但是我们需要承认他是主。
He is Lord, what He do what He please.
他做他自己一直所喜悦的事情。
Read again in Proverbs 21.
箴言二十一章。
Verse 1.
第一节。
He says, The king's heart is in the hand of the Lord, as the rivers of water, He turneth it whatsoever He wills.
王的心在耶和华手中好像垄沟的水随意流转。
Because he is here to his will.
因着他在这里做他自己一直所喜悦
的。And he caused all things to fulfill his will.
使万事都能够来完成他的旨意。
Last time I mentioned concerning Nebuchadnezzar as secular king.
上一次我提到尼布甲尼撒王这是属地的王。
God called Nebuchadnezzar a secular king as what? My servant.
神叫尼布甲尼斯王说是我的仆人。
He is God's servant.
他是神的仆人。
Another king, King Cyrus.
是古列王。
He called him my shepherd.
他是我的牧者。
He used King Nebuchadnezzar to discipline the children of Israel and bring them into captivity.
他使尼布甲尼撒王来管教以色列人使他们被掳。
And he caused King Cyrus to bring the children of Israel back to the promised land.King Cyrus.
塞鲁，他是塞鲁斯王。
So in other words, God is the one directing the traffic.
是神来。
He's directing the traffic.
他是在这里掌管交通。
A lot of times we see, oh, it's this king who's do this, that king who do that.
我们觉得说是神，是这个王做这件事情，那个王做那件事情。
But let me tell us, when we look back,
但是让我们看的时候，
God is doing according to his will.
神在照他自己一直所。
Today, what do we need to do?
今天我们要做什么呢
？We need just to humble ourselves before God.
我们需要在神面前谦卑。
A lot of times we complain.
很多时候我们抱怨。
We even say, Lord, why did you do this?
我们说神，你为什么要这样做
？Lord, you are unfair.
这样做不公平。
Brothers and sisters, this is, when we talk about that, we are a person without knowledge, really. We are without knowledge.
我们是没有知识的民。
Today we are the children of God.
今天我们是神的子民。
We need to humble ourselves before Him.
我们需要在神面前谦卑。
You know, Deuteronomy chapter 29, verse 29.
民数记生命记二十九章二十九节。
Let me read to you.
我们一起来。
It's a very important principle.
是一个非常重要的原则。
29 verse 29 says, "The secret things belongs unto the Lord our God, but those things which are revealed belong unto us and to our children forever, that we may do all the words of this law."
隐秘的事是属耶和华的，唯有明显的事是永远我们和我们子孙的，好叫我们遵行这律法上的一切。
Today God reveals something to us.
当今天神向我们
示意的时候， What we need to do is just to obey.
我们所做的唯一的事情就是
顺服。When we just humble ourselves before the mighty hand of God.
当我们在神大能的手下谦卑的时候，
Whether the things is good or not.
不管是好的还是不好的。
What happened is that we gain the advantage.
发生的事我们就得了益处。
The first thing we did, we have, there is a greater trust in him.
在他里面有个极大的相信。
The result is we have greater trust in him.
结果就是我们在他里面有个极大的、更多的、更大的信任。
Because we know that all things work together for good to them that love God.
因为我们知道凡事互相效力。
Today, all things that happen.
今天发生所有的事情。
Maybe it's good, maybe it's bad.
也许是好的，也许是不好的。
But God has a purpose on it.
但是神有一个目的。
You see, when God disciplines King David.
你看神来管教大卫王。
It is for a good purpose.
是为了一个好的目的。
You know, in Hebrews chapter 12 verse 6 says.
希伯来书第十二章
第六节。
第六节。
Whom he loves, he disciplines.
他所爱的他就管教。
Today when God disciplines us.
但今天神管教我们。
Causing all these unfortunate events to happen to us.
在我们周围发生很多不幸的事情。
We need to praise him.
我们赞美他。
Because his discipline just something he loves us.
因着他的爱所以他才管教我们。
We are not bastards.
我们不是。
我们
不是狮子。
We are the children of God.
我们是神的儿子。
We are born of God.
我们是从神生的。
And for this purpose, He disciplines us.
因着这个原因，他来管教我们。
And because of this, we have more greater trust in Him.
因此我们更加的信靠他。
Secondly,
第二点
，we have greater joy and peace.
我们有更大的喜乐和平安。
We are at peace.
我们有平安。
Like King David said,
就像大卫王所说的
，Even though I pass through the valley of the shadow of death.I shall fear no evil, for thou art with me.
虽然我经过死荫的幽谷，也不怕遭害，因为你与我同在。
Brothers and sisters, I'm not saying that going through these events is easy.
我不是说经过这些事情是容易的。
It's hard.
非常的困难。
Sometimes it brought tears to our eyes.
很多时候使我们痛苦。
But thank God.
但是感谢神。
We are at peace.
我们里面有平安。
Because we know what is the effect, what is the result.
知道这个结果是什么。
Because he will bring us to higher ground.
会带我们到更高之处。
Today, brother, we need to trust him.
弟兄姊妹，今天我们需要信靠他。We
need to, through him, we have greater peace and joy.
借着他，我们有更大的喜乐和平安。
The third one.
第三点。
We started to learn greater patience.
我们开始学习有更多的忍耐。
Why patience?
为什么忍耐呢？
Because we know one thing.
我们知道有一件事情。
It shall come to pass.
会过去。
In other words, it shall come to pass.
换句话，都会过去。
When we read Exodus chapter 12,
我们读出埃及记十二章的时候
，at least six times this phrase is repeated.
这句话被重复了六遍。
It shall come to pass.
这件事情会
过去。
这件事情会过去。
What do you mean by that?
这是什么意思呢
？These things are only temporary.
这些事情是暂时的。
God is not caused this thing to happen for here to stay.
神让这些事情发生不是永远都这样。
It is for us to come to pass.
是为了让我们经过这些事情。
When the children of Israel was enslaved in Egypt.
当以色列人在埃及的时候。
It is not a good thing.
这并不是一件好事。
The children of Israel suffer.
以色列人遭受痛苦。
There is one thing that comforts our hearts.
但是有一件事情安慰了我们。
It shall come to pass.
这件事会过去。
Brothers, you might be going through some adversity today.
弟兄姊妹，也许今天遭受不好的事情。
But remember one thing.
但是记住一件事。
It shall come to pass.
这些事会过去。
All these things will come to pass.
所有这些事情都会过去。
We just need some patience from the Lord.
我们只是需要一些忍耐。
You know, sometimes when I go through some trials.
很多时候，当我经过试炼的时
候。This is my prayer.
这是我的祷告。
Lord, I will never question what you did.
我不会质疑你为什么你做什么。
But grant me one thing.
但是给我一件事情。
Grant me grace to go through this.
给我恩典来经过这件事。
May this also be our prayer.
愿这是我们的祷告。
Sometimes we might go through sickness.
很多时候我们经过疾病。
Sometimes we might go through the loss of a job.
也许经过失去工作。
But let me tell you, brothers and sisters.
让我告诉你一件事。
It shall come to pass.
这会过去。
Let God give us the grace to go through this.
让神给我们恩典来经过这些事。
You know, we have greater patience.
让我们有更大的忍耐。
When we humble us at the hand of the Lord,
在神的手下来谦卑。
We learn greater trust.
我们大的信靠。
Greater peace and joy.
更喜乐和平安。
Greater patience.
更多的忍耐。
And let me tell you, we have greater, more gratitude.
我们会有更多的成熟。
Instead of whining.
不再是哀哭。
We are what? Our whining turns into praises.
我们的哀哭变成赞美。
And last but not the least.
最后但是不是最小的。
Through these adversities and trials.
经过这些试炼。
We have greater growth in life.
我们生命就会成长。
When we turn back.
当我们回头看的时候。
We say, Lord, thank you.
我们说主赞美。
If it's not because of this.
如果不是因着这些。
I will not be here today.
我不会在这里。
There is greater growth in life.
这是在我们的生命有一个成长。
Lastly,
最后
we have greater impact in our service.
在我们的服事里面就会有一个影响。
All this truth that we know,
这些我们所知道的真理
is no longer a knowledge,
不再是知识
but become our experience.
成为我们的经历。
To such an extent,
到了一个地步。
When we minister to the brothers and sisters,
当我们服侍弟兄姊妹的时候
there is an impact.
就一个影响。
Because the brothers and sisters knew what you are telling them is not only some knowledge.
你知道你所讲的不再是知识。
It is their experience.
而是出于你的经历。
You know, a lot of times we felt like,When brothers and sisters we are trying to comfort brothers and sisters.
很多时候，当我们安慰弟兄姊妹的时候
，we felt like brothers and sisters might not understand us.
你们觉得说弟兄姊妹不理解我们
？Because they feel like you don't know what I'm going through.
你觉得说你不知道我经历什么
？But after we go through this adversity,
当我们经过这些困难以后
，we will tell the brothers and sisters.
那我们就告诉弟兄姊妹
，be at peace.
平安。
What you're going through, I went through that already.
你在经历的事情我已经经过了。
And you know what?We minister life to them.
我们就把生命服侍给他们。
May the Lord really have mercy on us.
愿神向我们有怜悯。
In the beginning of this year,
在一年开始的时候
，May this thing be what established in our hearts.
愿这件事情在我们里面能够建立起来。
Be established in our mind.
在我们头脑里面建立起来。
Yes, things might not go so smoothly.
也许事情不是那么顺利。
But this one thing I knew.
但是这件事情我知道
God is in control.
神在掌权
He is in charge.
他在掌权
Because we are in the palm of His hand.
我们在他手掌之中
We are safe.
我们是安全的
All things work together for good to them that love God.
因为万事互相效力叫爱神的人
To them who are called according to His purpose.
就是照他旨意所预定的招来的人
We believe one thing.
我们相信一件事情
We who are sitting here are called according to His purpose.
我们坐在这里是照着他旨意被招的。
It is not an accident.
不是一个偶然的机会。
It is not a coincidence.
也绝不是一个巧合。
Because God already predestinated even before the foundation of the world.
因为这是神在创世以前所预定的。
And today we just need to humble ourselves before the mighty hand of God.
今天我们要在神的大能手下来谦卑。
Let's have a word of prayer.
我们继续祷告。
Lord, we thank you for your care.
主我们因着你的因着你的眷顾而赞美你
we thank you for your providence
因着你的供应而感谢
we are here all because you have chosen us
因着你的拣选所以我们在这里
and today we might go through all kinds of trials
今天我们也许经过各样的试炼
we might enjoy some many blessings
也许我们承受很多的祝福
all because you meant it to be
都是因着你预定的
today we want to humble ourselves
今天我们在你面前谦卑
will you thank you Lord
我们说赞美你主
In Jesus' name we pray
奉主耶稣的名祷告 Amen.